The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Erevin Daf Tzadi Aleph. The Gemara quotes the memra, cites the memra of Rav Yehuda, who explains what the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon is about Gagan, Chatzeres, Karfifos. And Rabbi Yehuda says that according to the Shita of the town of Rabbi Shimon, Kulan Rishus Achasin, they're all considered one Rishus. And that means that any keli or any item that started of Shabbos in the Chatzer or in the Gag, the Chatzer, the Gag, and the carpet are all considered one Rishus, and one may carry that keli from a Chatzer to another Chatzer, to a Gag, to a roof, to a karfif, to a fenced-in area that does not qualify as a chatzar, as a gag, as we discussed in other times, what the gedar and what the guidelines are for a karfif. And this is the shita of Reb Shimon. And Reb Yehuda says that according to Reb Shimon, they're all considered one. Gag and chatzar is karfifos. Any keli that started of Shabbos in any one of these places, not in the house, it can now be carried to any other chatzar, gag, and karfif, as long as it stays outside in the chatzar is gag and karfifos. This is how Reb Yehuda explains the shita of Reb Shimon. The Gemara brings a Tanik of Asid Rav Yehuda, a Braisa, which proves the point of Rav Yehuda in Shidus of Shimon. Omer Rabbi said, Sheyinu learned him to eat Rav Shimon, but Tekoya, Rabbi was learning in the city of Tekoya by the town of Rav Shimon, that was his Rabbi. Hayinu Malin Shemin Valuntis, they carried these items, Migag Lagag, Migag Lachotzer, Michotzer Lachotzer, Michotzer Lakarfif, Mikarf Lakarfif, all these outdoor areas, roofs, Chatzeres, Karfifas, they carried them from one to the other till they reached the mine where they were Reuchitz, where they had washed themselves on Shabbos. And you see that Reb Shimon held those mutter, there wasn't any problem. All these areas are considered one. There's no lack of Erev Chatzeres, there's no problem, there's no Erev Chatzeres between them. They're all considered connected. There's no problem of carrying from one to the other. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, in the end of the Brayis, it says, the Tanna Rabbi Yehuda says, Ma'is v'shas l'kona, there was a story in the time that there are dangerous times. V'yinamalim sefer Torah, we carried the sefer Torah, mechotzel l'gag, migag l'chotzel, mechotzel l'kayafif, they carried the sefer Torah, in order to look for his place to do Kriyas HaTorah, and they had to do everything in hiding, so the sefer Torah was kept in one place, in the chotzer, in the courtyard, and they carried it to a roof, from roof to another courtyard, from a chotzer to a kayafif, all different places where they had to carry the sefer Torah around secretly, until they're able to do Kriyas HaTorah. And this is a raya to this shita, that they're all considered one place, in regards to chatzeres for Shabbos, and one's allowed to carry from a chatzer to a gag to a karfif, and it's all interchangeable as long as the item, in this case sefer Torah, did not start inside a house, rather start outside in the chatzer, it can be carried all about. Omer Loi the Chum said back to the town of Yehuda, Ein Shas Takan Raya. His story is not a good raya, it doesn't prove anything, because it was in times of danger, and times of danger, Chazal were more mekel, in order to allow Kriyas HaTorah to take place, because otherwise it would not have been possible to do Kriyas HaTorah. And does not prove that under normal circumstances one is allowed to carry anywhere from a chatzah to a gag to a karfif interchangeably. Rabbi Kveger and Gilin HaShas, Masad the Gemara, on the Rabban's statement, Ein Shas Takana Raya, he's Mitzayin, he sends us to look, Ein Magen Avram, Simen Shin Zayin, Sivkan Ches. We should look at Shulchan Aruch Arachayim, Simen Shin Zayin, and the Magen Avram, Sivkan Ches. And we'll find something that's pertinent to our Gemara, or that the Magen Avram, in any case, takes out of our Gemara. In order to understand the Magen Avram, we must first start with what says in Shulchan Aruch there. The Machaber says in Shulchan Aruch, that's something that's not a malacha deraisa. It's only also to do on Shabbos Midrabanan. It's a shvus. It's also on Shabbos Midrabanan. Even though normally Amir La'akim is also on Shabbos, one may not tell a guy to do malacha on Shabbos, and one may not even tell a guy to do a malacha derabanan on his behalf on Shabbos, under certain circumstances where the malacha is only derabanan, it's only a shvus, one is allowed to tell a guy. It's a shvus to shvus, because the malacha itself is only a shvus, only derabanan, and by Amir La'akim, the Yid himself is not doing the malacha, he's only telling a guy to do a malacha, so that makes a second shvus. And the shvus to shvus mut on the circumstances, and the Mechaber tells us what these circumstances are. If someone's a little bit sick, not sick enough that we let a guy do a malacha deraisa for us, but a little bit sick is enough that we could tell a guy to do a malacha derabana for us. This is a very important need. If there'll be a very big loss, if this malacha derabana is not done on our behalf, then we're allowed to tell the guy to do it for us. Or if it's for a mitzvah, if there's a need of a mitzvah, then a yid may tell a guy to do a shvus, to do a malacha derabanan on his behalf. Case that, for example, if there's a shofar that's needed at Rosh Hashanah, and there's no other shofar available, a yid may tell a guy to climb up on a tree to bring down the shofar, even though there's issa derabanan of climbing up on a tree, using a tree, or climbing up on a tree on Shabbos. But for the purposes of the mitzvah to get shofar, a yid may not climb up, but a yid may tell a guy to climb up and bring down the shofar. Someone's in tzar, someone's suffering in pain, we may tell a guy to bring water through a chatzah she'enem urevis, a chatzah which does not have an Erev Chatzer is made properly, because since the din of Erev Chatzer is only Rabbanim, and we're having a goy to the malacha, Yid is not carrying the water, so it's a shvus to shvus. In this case, where someone has been mitzvah, someone is suffering, it's mutter. The Mechaber says, v'yesh anisrim, some place can hold, some rishonim hold that it's aser. A shvus to shvus is not mutter under the circumstances of makom mitzvah or choyli or tzorach gadol. The Rama says that the Mechaber himself in Siman Tov Kuf Vav Pasuk Lahatir, he passes that mutter. And the Rama says that if you look in Siman Reish Ayin Vav, you'll find that there are some shittas that are mekel that Yid may even tell a guy to do a melacha deraisa for him if it's for a tzarech, if it's an important need. And this is the in between shita that the Mechaber seems to be going with over here. That's how he passes the Tov Kuf Vav, is that one may not tell a guy to do a melacha deraisa for him even for a mitzvah. But we do not say the other extreme, that also to tell a guy to do even the melacha d'rabbanan, even the shvus, the tzarech mitzvah, or the tzarech, when there's a tzarech of a chayla. Rather, when it's a melacha d'raisa, you may not tell a guy to do it for you, but if it's a melacha d'rabbanan, if it's a shvus, and it's a tzarech for a chayla, or it's a tzarech mitzvah, one may tell a guy to do it for him. And this is how we paskin halacha, this is how the Mishnah Berurah paskins, the Aruch HaShulchan paskins like this. Obviously, one should not use their own judgment to decide what's enough of a tzarech chayla or enough of a tzarech mitzvah. One must ask a shayla by a competent rav who could pass on that shayla. Also, one must be extra careful to make sure there's no melacha d'raisa involved. But to have a guy do a melacha d'rabbanan, a tzarech mitzvah, or for the purposes of a chayla, that one is allowed to ask a guy to do the melacha for him. Comes the Magen Avraham, and the Magen Avraham says that which the Mechaber brings, yesh oisvim, that some say it's also to tell a guy to do even a melacha d'rabbanan for you, a tzarech mitzvah. The Magen Avraham says that these rishonim hold that only for mila it's mutter. That which we know that it's first in the Gemara, that they told the guy to carry for them in the Malkum, which is Aser, on Shabbos, Midrabbanon, was only a Lutzarech Mitzvah. It's only the Gemara is talking about a Bris Mila, Lutzarech Mila, Tamachshir Mila, things that are needed for the Mila. And the reason is, since Mila itself is Derech Shabbos, one's allowed to do a Mila on Shabbos, even though it involves a Melacha Deraisa. So, even things which are needed for the Mila, which you wouldn't directly be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for, but you're allowed to tell a guy to do it Isidrabbanon on your behalf. Because Mila has a Kula, has a leniency in regard to Shabbos, they can do the Mila itself. So, even if things needed for the Mila, one may do Amir La'akam on the Shvos, on the Drabbanan, for purposes of Mila. And these Mishnah Mod, only for Mila this Heter exists, for one may not tell a guy to do a Shvus for him, for any other mitzvah. In fact, the Magen Avraham asks the Kasha from Argamar and Erevin of Sadi Aleph, that says, Vashas Zakhana, they will carry the same return, Migag Lachot of Licorice Boy. And the Rabbanan and our Brice are coming to argue Rabbi Yehuda, and they are saying that really the Alocha is not like Rabbi Shimon, and really one's not allowed to carry outside from a Gag to a Chotzer to a Karfif, since you know these various places. And there's a lack of Erev Chatzeris, there's Isra Chatzeris over here, there's a division of different areas, different properties, and therefore there's an Erev Chatzeris problem, is Isra Rabbanan. And that which in the story of Rabbi Yehuda was allowed, because whether they did through a Goy, or it sounds to Rabbi Yehuda that maybe even it was done directly by Yidden, that had to over there was Chas Sakana, because it was dangerous to do mitzvahs, to do Kriyas HaTorah. This was the only way it was possible to do Kriyas HaTorah. So we see in this Brisa that the Rabbanan are saying that they allowed doing a Shvus, or certainly to do Amir La'akum, it's all good to do a Shvus, but Tzarech Mitzvah for the purposes of a mitzvah, for the purpose of the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. This is the kasha that the Magen Avraham asks. So the Magen Avraham says we have to differentiate that different shvusim are different from each other. Some shvusim Chazal do allow, some shvusim Chazal do not allow, and in this case, Chazal felt with mutter for Kriyas HaTorah, Chazal were meikel to allow them to have a guy, or even to have Yidden, but for sure to have a guy carry in a place that's only Osir Midrabbanan, or it's lacking Erev Chatzeris. Now the Matzah Shekel brings that Eli Rabba asks the Kasha on the Magen Avraham, that the Kasha is a good Kasha, Magen Avraham's Kasha, and his teretz is not a sufficient teretz. We can't just say that if a Kriyas HaTorah, Chazal decide to Yemeko, or to carry in the places also in their Bonon, Chazal felt that there's more room to be lenient, to allow Amir Lakum for a mitzvah, Kriyas HaTorah, or even other mitzvahs, because the Shittas HaRishonim that holds that only that Mila, Chazal or Yemeko, to allow Amir La'akum, a shvus to shvus, Amir La'akum, to have a guy do a melacha d'rabbanan for the purposes of Mila, not for other mitzvahs, is shtetha tesis. And Tesis speaks out specifically that for Mila, you should not learn how to have to tell a guy to bring a sefer on Shabbos derech Kamalis, through a Kamalis to the place that's not Rishthrab and Deraisa, but only Rishthrab and Derabbanan, because I'll not allow carrying there on Shabbos. Because Dafka, Mila Chazar Meikel, and not to buy other mitzvahs. And specifically says bringing a sefer is not good. And if you want to differentiate that Kriyas HaTorah is more important for Kriyas HaTorah, Chazar allowed it, only a private person wanting to learn from a sefer, that Chazar not Meikel. So on that, the Eli Rabba quotes a guy's Maimini that quotes the Tosfos, and the guy's Maimini says clearly to bring a Sefer Torah. That Tosfos says that you cannot learn out a Heter from Mila, only Mila's Mutter, and you would not tell a guy to carry a Sefer Torah through a Kamalist, through a Shisram Drabbanan, for the purpose of using a Sefer Torah. Using a Sefer Torah is usually for Kriyas Torah. And the Rashba says Mefurish, that we're talking about, the early Rabbi says the Rashba is Mefurish, that we're talking about Sefer Torah to read from it, to do Kriyas Torah from it. So it's Mefurish in the Rashba, and pretty Mefurish in Taisa and the Geis Maimini, that one, that they're of the opinion, the Rashba and the Taisa and the Geis Maimini are of the opinion, the one may not tell a guy to carry a Sefer Torah through a Carmelist in order to do Kriyas Torah. And here, among the Rambam is quoting from our Gemara and Erev Nafsadi Aleph, that they were allowed to make for the Shavuos for Kriyas HaTorah. So the Master Shagol says that he wants to say two terutzim to the Rabbis Kasha. The first terutz he says is the Shas Takana. It wasn't just, so otherwise they wouldn't have been able to do Kriyas HaTorah in this instance. It was the Shas Takana, it was dangerous to do Mitzvah, so it was dangerous to do Kriyas HaTorah. If Chazal would not have been Mekel to do the Shavuos over here in our Gemara, then there would not have been any Kriyas HaTorah. And that generation, Kriyas HaTorah would have become Batal, would not have been performed at all. So therefore Chazal would have been Mekel. Then in an individual case where for some reason the Sefer Torah was not left in the right place by the beginning of Shabbos, and therefore there was a problem that they cannot get to the Sefer Torah without carrying through a Carmelist. There are Tesis and the Rashba, the Geis Maimini, they're of the opinion that one may not carry through a Carmelist, one may not even tell a guy to carry through a Carmelist in order to be able to do Kriyas HaTorah. And for one time, one Shabbos, Kriyas HaTorah will be missed. The second Teretz Master Shekel says, and this is very fundamental in regard to what we are learning in our sugyas over here about Erev Chatzeris and the various madrigas, the various levels of Yisurim Drabbanon with Erev Chatzeris and Carmelis. The Master Shekel once said there's a difference between a Carmelis and a Chotzes Einam Arevis, and the Chotzes lacking Erev Chatzeris. A Carmelis is an area that although it's not Rishis Rabim Minat Torah, but it's not proper Rishis Yochid either, and Chazal, even though Minat Torah, there's no issue of carrying from Rishis Yochid to a Carmelis, there's no issue of carrying Dal Amis from the Carmelis, it's not Rishis Rabim according to the Torah. Chazal decided to give a Minir Abon on the Din of Rishis Rabim. However, here, about Gag and Chatzeris Karfifas, we're talking about a Gag and a Chotzer, and we're talking about a scenario of a Karfif, which has the conditions that it is a Rishis Yochid, and that there's no Chazal to not make it into a Carmelis, it's not also to carry it in and of itself, and the only issue is that Chazal are Machayvas to make Erev Chatzeris between different Chatzeris, different Chatzeris and Gagin and Karfifas, one is required to make Erev Chatzeris. And when there's a lack of Erev Chatzeris, when neglected to make Erev Chatzeris, or there are circumstances that did not allow, the halacha did not allow for making Erev Chatzeris in these cases, so although Chazal created an Issa, they made it into a Chotzer Shenim Erevis, a Chotzer lacking Erev, and one may not carry there. However, even though a woman not carried there does not have the same chomer, does not have the same stringency as a Carmelis. A Carmelis is an area which Chazal Midrash Bonan, they turn into a Shrabim, although Minat Torah is missing one of the conditions for a Shrabim. And therefore, even though Taisis and the Rajban, the Geis Maimni, of the opinion that one may not tell a Goy to carry on his behalf in a Carmelis, even for the purpose of a mitzvah, such as Kriyas HaTorah, a Chotash and a Merevis is more lenient, and one may tell a Goy to carry for him in the Chotash and a Merevis in a circumstance where one is lacking Erev Chatzeris in order to do Kriyas HaTorah. And although it's important to know that although we do pass on like Reb Shimon, and the Chum of our Brayis are going out the Shita of Reb Shimon, however, even according to Reb Shimon, Kalim Shashavsu Abayis, certainly anything that started off Shabbos and Hashemosh is in the house, such as if the Sefer Torah started off Shabbos in the house, it definitely does require Erev Chatzeris to be allowed to carry it into other areas outside of the house. And in order to be allowed to carry it there, one would have to have an Erev Chatzeris. If one is lacking Erev Chatzeris, so we would be able to derive from over here, from this Machzor Shakov, that they're lacking Erev Chatzeris, and for some reason they neglected to put the Sefer Torah in the proper place for Shabbos, they would be allowed to ask a Goy to carry in the Chotash and the Merevis, even according to the Shita of Taisis, certainly according to the way we paskin, that every Shvus to Shvus is Mutter Malka Mitzvah, but even according to the Shita of Taisis and the Raj, but even like these Rishonim, who are of the opinion that one may not tell a Goy to do a Malacha Drabbana and Tzarech Mitzvah only for Mila, to carry in the Chotash and the Merevis for the purpose of Kriyas HaTorah, that one would be allowed to tell a Goy to carry, and that is learned out, the source for that is our Gemara. Now the Master Shekel brings Raya's, he proves that there's a difference between Chotzesh and Revis and the Carmelis. He brings two Taisvus in. Now, one Taisvus he brings is Taisvus and Shabbos, he's the sign to Taisvus and Shabbos, Asamach Dalid. Taisvus over there differentiates between the Carmelis and the Chotzesh and Revis in regards to certain places that the Chazal did not allow ladies to wear certain forms of jewelry. Lashon were not allowed to wear certain tachshitin in the Rishis Rabim. They're not allowed to wear in the Carmelis. But for Chotzesh and Revis, at least according to the opinion of Rabbi Nani, Rabbi Sosin, in the Gemara, Shabbos, Asamach Dalid, and the days, Taisvus and Master Rabbi Anani, Chazal were Mekel. But one looks in the Taisvus there, it seems that the reason that Chazal were more Mekel by the Chotzesh and Revis is because the real problem was that by a Carmelis, Chazal were afraid people would make it mixed up with Rishis Rabim Deraisa because of the similarities it has with it. It's not Rishis Rabim Deraisa, it's missing certain conditions, it's not 16 Amis, or maybe it's lacking Shishim Riboy, there are no 600,000 people in that area. And at times the Taisvus says that there are no cities that had these conditions of 600,000 people. In our days, we do have cities that have those circumstances, so one must be careful to know if they're dealing with a Carmelis or Sram Deraisa. And it's very easy, one can make a mistake, and if Chazal would allow the ladies to wear the Tachshitin in a Carmelis in a place which is not Sram Deraisa, they might come to wear it in a place which is Sram Deraisa. A very common mistake in our days, and some cities do have the conditions for Sram Deraisa, some don't. But Chotash and Revis, No one in the right mind would mix it up with a Sham Daraisa, and therefore Chazal Rameko, and they allowed the women to wear these tashit in these places. So it's merely a matter of Vera, where Chazal were concerned and where they weren't concerned. And therefore, Tesis Machalik takes the French from the Chazal and Revis, which is not mixed up with real Sham Daraisa, and a Kamus, which could be confused with the Sham Daraisa. However, the other Tesis, the Machashaka quotes in short, the Tesis Sivat of Zainim and Aluf, Tesis discussing whether Eiv Chaseris was enacted in regards to the Yom Tov at all, where the ones required to make Eiv Chaseris. Is a Madama that there's no issue of Eiv Chaseris on Yom Tov. And Tesis differentiates, although Chazal did make the Isser of carrying in the Carmelist, there is a Xer of Carmelist on Yom Tov, that Shalit Tzarek Klal, if there's no reason for the carrying, although Halitzah's Mutter on Yom Tov is a Tzarek, which for no reason whatsoever, it's not Mutter. And now he's not Mutter in Rishram Dereis, the Chazal did give the Isser of Carmelist. However, Chotash and Reves, Eiv Chaseris, Tzeis is going in, Amanda Omer was of the opinion that there's no need to make Eiv Chaseris of Yom Tov. This is the Shita Tzeis going in, and Tzeis differentiates between Eiv Chaseris and Carmelist, Isser of Carmelist does apply. And the Mashmoyist implication of Tzeis is that it's not a matter of Xeris, that Chazal were grazing the Carmelist, not Rishram Dereis. Rather, because of the chumrah, the seriousness of the Isser, of the Rabban of carrying the Carmelist, Chazal felt it appropriate to make that Isser by Yom Tov as well, when the carrying is Shlo Yitzar Klal for no good reason. Mashenger Eiv Chaseris, Chazal did not require according to this Mandamar. So here we see there is a fundamental difference between Eiv Chaseris and Chotzeim Reves to a Carmelist Rabbanan. Another clear source that he brought for this is the Taz, by Osman Simishin Zayin, Sivkan Dalid. He quotes Agos Mordechai in the very end of Shabbos, last Agos Mordechai in Shabbos, that discusses our very issue of Amir La'akum for the purposes of a mitzvah, whether one's allowed to tell a guy to bring through a Carmelist or through a Chotzeim Reves. And he's actually even talking about Bismilo, which we said according to the Tesis and the Rashi, Bismilo is more calm, more lenient, and the Heter Shus, the Shus, Malka Mitzvah, was only given by Milo. And there, the Gais Mordechai wants to differentiate the Chazal only allowed telling a guy to carry through a Chotzeh and a Revis for the purpose of Milo, not through a Carmelist. Now, the Gais Mordechai itself might be because the Carmelist might get confused with the Shrabim, but when one looks in the Big Day Yesha, on the Gais Mordechai over there, he quotes from Rishonim that there are some Rishonim who differentiate fundamentally that the Carmelist is more chomer. The Chazal did not allow telling a guy to carry in the Carmelist, even for the purpose of Milo. The Chotzeh and Revis is more calm, more lenient. The Chazal did allow carrying in the Chotzeh and Revis for the purpose of Milo. So clearly, see, there's a difference between Chotzeh and Revis and Carmelist, and as we said, this does come negeah to us. This could come negeah to us the halacha, because even though we pass like a b'shimin, makem shavs to abay is definitely required chaseris, and what would be allowed to a goy to carry out of a bias that did not have a proper eiv chaseris for the purposes of mitzvah, even according to the shitas hatosfos. Now, Levina, as we said, we pass na shvus to shvus. Halach lemaisa shvus to shvus is mutter for any mitzvah, and one's allowed to go to any shvus, any vloch drabon for the purposes of a mitzvah, provided there is sufficient mitzvah, this is necessary. Worthwhile noting that we said that the Ramah quotes that is one shvus to shvus, that one's even allowed to tell a guy to do a mloch of deraisa for the purposes of a mitzvah, although we don't pass like this. However, there are exceptions when we do have this kulin. So, Mishnah Lamed Aleph Sevav, the Mishnah Berurah says that for the purpose of Mila, since he said Mila is more kal with regards to Mila Akum, so it could be one could tell a guy, or one's allowed when he's really stuck, and he was not Peshayah, the Berurah says, when it was not his own negligence that brought him into this scenario that he needs to do the Amir La'akum at Shabbos, one may do Amir La'akum and tell a guy even do a Malach Deraisa to carry your Shram Deraisa, which we do have a Shram Deraisa in our days. One would be allowed to tell a guy to carry in Rishram Deraisa for the purposes of Mila, since Mila is more calm in regards to Amir La'akum, provided he was not Peshayah, he was not negligent in not taking care of what was supposed to be prepared and taken care of before Shabbos. Another place, to end off with Erevin, another place where this kula applies, that we can tell a guy even do malach deraisa for the purpose of a mitzvah, is found in the Mishtaburus from Reishayin Vos of Kam Kafei, in the place where the Ramah actually quotes the Shittas Reishayin, and the Ramah seems to lean, and the Mishtaburus clearly paskins that we do not, we're not willing to be semach on this, except with the exception of Mila that we just mentioned. And here the Mishtaburus says that if there's a problem with the Erevin Shabbos, one may tell a guy if something goes wrong with the Erevin Shabbos, it gets ruined on Shabbos, one may tell a guy to fix the Erevin Shabbos, even if it involves the guy doing a malach deraisa, so people shouldn't come to a mikshel. And under these circumstances, to make sure that people do not carry on Shabbos down Erev, we are making to Amir La'akam on Deraisa. We see how chomer it is that people should not carry on Shabbos without a proper Erev, that if something goes wrong with the Erev and Shabbos, and where it's impossible to notify people properly, and there will be people carrying